You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And joining us for that conversation is David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at SASFIN Securities. David, hello to you. How are you doing on this Wednesday? Happy Africa Day.
Happy Africa Day. Well, you don't want to know how I've been doing for the last, ever since the 1st of January.
Right. Let's talk about that. So the market's under pressure. Under pressure here at home. What's happening?
It's difficult. I think we're in a very difficult space globally. Nobody really knows what's happening. There's so many cross currents and different forces, and it'll take time for us to work through this.
Mm.
There's no short ending to where we are at the moment, simply because we've got to wait and see where the inflation settles globally. And until it settles, I think investors are going to be very, very unsettled. So that's where we are. I think we're coming to the bottom of this, but this bottom can take a long time to form.
I tell you.
If you want to really know how I am, I'm miserable, okay?
Oh, David, never you. Never you that's miserable. What do we then do? You speak of a difficult space globally, but further afield for today, at least, it's a different story.
Yeah, we started off high, came down to a bottom and picked up towards the end. Volume is still very low on our market. There was a lot of news out, a lot of corporate earnings, that came out. I'm particularly interested in the food earnings simply because we're trying to assess whether companies like Tiger Brands or RSG, which was Rhodes Foods, are dealing with inflation. You know, where are they feeling the pressures? And I think in all results that came out, there was reference to supply chain issues. In other words, not able to get raw material and, access to goods to produce. And also sentiment was down. So there's still a lot of issues that are, impacting how companies operate. But nothing bad, nothing bad at all. In fact, in most cases, I think companies still doing pretty well.
Companies doing pretty well, and speaking of which, MediClinic, they also had their results out today. You speak of food groups and the pressure from inflation, but it may signal that the worst is behind us?
I think they're coming back to pre-pandemic levels. The market liked the results. They were up about 4.5%. But if you go through the numbers, look, there's a Judy, you got to understand that there's, I don't know how many hundreds of pages they produce of numbers. In fact, and it's not easy to sit here and absorb all of them. Mm. But in essence, if you look at their Swiss operation, that's come right. That's back to where it was pre-pandemic. Even Southern Africa, back to almost where they were. And likewise in the Middle East. So a very steady result, pretty decent result. I don't know what analysts were forecasting or whether they met their expectations or fell short of it. Mm. But on the pure numbers, it's a decent result. And the outlook, improving.
Sure. We'll speak to Ronnie van der Merwe a little bit later on in the show and unpack those results from MediClinic. But let's take a look at commodities. The gold price down by 1%. Mm. What's happening on that front?
It's a one day up, one day down story with commodities. Simply, emotions are so charged at the moment that between the dollar, gold price, and other risk assets, you're really being tossed all over the place. We've had a fairly decent run in gold over the last couple of days. It's still at a disappointing level. It's about where is it about now? 1850, which is not where one would expect it to be. In a world that's worried about inflation. But I think the other forces acting on it as well. But commodities have held up pretty well. And I still think it's a one hedge against inflation. I still think we're going to find activity in that area. And remember, even when this passes, we're going to go into a period of very heavy capital expenditure, infrastructural development, and we still got to wait for China to come back as well.
Sure.
When China comes back, I think they're going to need to push up their economy. When I say come back, I mean when they come out of lockdown, they're going to need to push their push their economy higher. So I would expect commodity prices to at least stay where they are, if not improve.
Right. Let's talk about this, right? So yesterday we had a conversation on SNP's decision to change South Africa's outlook, and they noted a couple of concerns. Of course, the energy situation in South Africa being one of them, but also the heavy unionization in South Africa. And of course, we know it's strike season. What's happening at SARS?
I wish I knew. I don't want to say anything because I've got to submit my tax return pretty soon. So, you know, the last thing I want to do is to offend anybody at SARS.
Sure.
It's rather unusual that, you know, that they should come under, they should start striking. I always had respect for that side of our economy, the Treasury, Reserve Bank, SARS, you know, even though it's been restructured under Edward Keyes-Wirth. I thought they'd be pretty steady. So I don't know what they're striking for. That's my worry.
Sure.
Understand that. Because if you're going to pay them more, it means that those workers are going to come and try and extract more tax from us. So beware what you say.
Right. And on that note, we just move swiftly along. I do want to get your reflections, though, as we heard the tragic news of the passing of Mike Schuessler, you know, really characterized as somebody as somebody that made economics or the world of economics really accessible to the layperson. Who was he to you, David?
Funny enough, I always used to see him on radio. In your studio, and he's a very, very nice chap. I always remember the story, you know, that he had a German name. Ulrich, I think, was his name, but they called him Mike because when he went to varsity, everybody got a nickname, and he looked like Mike Skitter. And Judah, that's probably before your time, but he was a heavyweight boxer in South Africa with bushy eyebrows at the same time, and that's where Mike got his look. But he was very friendly, and always what I enjoyed about him is that when you listen to economists, they can sometimes become a little too academic in that. But he always explained things and concepts in very easy to understand sound bites, terms, whatever you want to. So he made economics understandable to us.
Absolutely. Let's end off and take a look at financials. How's the Rand performing? If you are in Davos, that Swiss chocolate, is it going to be a tad bit more expensive this year?
Well, it's better than it was last week. We're still at 15.74 against the dollar. Against the euro, that's how much the chocolate's going to cost, the 16.70. Against the Swiss franc, 16.34. So it's very expensive. First of all, Switzerland's expensive, and when you're playing with rands, it makes it doubly expensive. So if you're not there on your company account, you can't afford to be there.
Right. Always a pleasure chatting to you, David Shapiro. I hope you have a better evening and a better day tomorrow, right? David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.